You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Law and Order spokesperson for New Zealand First, Derek Ball, does not support drug checking as a harm reduction strategy and is currently blocking a clarification of the Misuse of Drugs Act that would allow the service to be implemented nationally. To find out more about what the blocking of this act means, as well as why drug testing is relevant within New Zealand, I spoke to Know Your Stuff NZ's Managing Director, Wendy Allison, about this issue and began by asking, why exactly is drug testing important?
In an illicit market, there is no quality control and there is no control over the manufacture, and a lot of the things that are sold as substances people are seeking, such as MDMA, are actually not MDMA at all. They're completely different substances, and these are often new substances with very little research done on them, and they can be extremely risky for people to take these unknowingly. And what drug checking does is it allows people to know what is in the substance and therefore make an informed choice about whether or not to take it, instead of just taking it without knowing, which is what people were previously doing.
And your service has been running for about 5 years in New Zealand. Am I correct in saying that? What kind of response from festival goers have you had, as well as the general public?
Our feedback, apart from Derek Ball, has been 100% positive. Parents were the first people to approach me when I first started talking about doing this and saying, how can I persuade my children to use this service? And the festival goers, we started the first year, we did 48 tests. This year we did over 800. So the uptake has been phenomenal. People really want this service.
Why do you think Derek Ball has ignored this positive response, and why do you think he's holding the views that he has?
I think that Derek Ball believes that taking drugs is bad, and that because illicit substances are illegal and people are breaking the law, they are doing a bad thing. And therefore, the people who are doing this have made the choice to break the law, which is a bad thing, and they should accept whatever consequences that come with it, up to and including death. And that's where he and I part company. His view is that personal responsibility is the important thing, but his idea of personal responsibility is listening to him when he says, just don't take drugs. Whereas we believe that people checking their drugs and doing it for their friends as well and making informed choices about what they do and don't put into their body is much more personally responsible than just listening to some random person saying don't do it, which is obviously not working.
Although, yes, there is that evidence proving that drug testing is really, obviously, it reduces harm because people can actually see what they're taking. How do we actually overcome the views? Because at the end of the day, a lot of people would rather their children weren't taking drugs at festivals. So how do you actually overcome that perspective instead of just this whole abstinence from illicit substance?
I think that some people are never going to change their view that the best approach is to prevent people from taking drugs. And certainly the country is still pouring a load of money into prevention, into supply control, into policing, into enforcement. And yet it is still not stopping some people. And those are the people who are the most at risk. And our evidence shows that those people who have already gone and purchased drugs, who have already made the decision to break the law and take drugs, if they come and see us and find that their substance isn't what they think it is, they not only choose not to take it, but these people, 87% of people who have used our service have come back to us and said, I have changed my approach to drug use because of this. So what I would say to those abstinence-only people is that counterintuitively, we are persuading quite a lot of people not to take drugs, and those that we haven't managed to stop completely are doing it more carefully and much less likely to die because of the choices they've made. So it comes down to, do you or do you not think that people should die for taking drugs? And we don't think that they should. We think that's absolutely reprehensible.
Derek Ball's response means that he's blocking a clarification of the Misuse of Drugs Act. What exactly does this mean, and for your service, as well as just generally, what is the clarification of this act?
Our service is not illegal, and we will continue to provide the service until the politicians get with the program. However, there is a section in the Misuse of Drugs Act that criminalises event organisers for knowingly permitting a venue to be used for drug use. So if they get us in there acknowledging they know people use drugs at their venue, and that technically makes them criminals. And so this is a reputational, a financial and a legal risk to the festival organisers. And the bigger the event, the bigger the risk. So what Derek Ball's blocking of these changes is doing is preventing us from providing the service at the largest events, which are the ones where the most harm is likely to occur and where we could make the biggest difference.
And you've received a lot of backing from other politicians. So do you think that eventually you'll be able to nationalise this and have this clause taken out?
I think absolutely the law will eventually be changed. The government has already stated that it intends to take a health-based approach to drug use in general. It's changed other laws to support that policy. And Derek Ball and his party are essentially saying, no, we don't want this particular type of drug use to be health-based. We would much rather it be crime-based. We want these people to be punished, and we want that punishment to be the potential to die. And I don't think that's going to fly for very long. New Zealand First isn't clear on their stance. It's just Derek Ball. And when Winston Peters was questioned, he didn't seem to know anything about it. And he didn't even know what his party's stance was. So we're asking for a clarification from Winston Peters as to whether his party is backing Derek Ball or whether it's backing the government it belongs to.
Also, what kind of success has been seen overseas with services similar to yourself? Is this a New Zealand thing or a global phenomenon?
It's a global phenomenon. Drug checking has been going on in Europe and the USA for 20 years, and I would say that reviews of that service take place regularly. It's been very heavily scrutinised, and there is no evidence whatsoever that drug checking services at festivals lead to an increase in drug use. So that argument that we're condoning and encouraging drug use doesn't bear out with the evidence over 20 years. The UK has had drug checking for 5 years, and a recent review showed that at one event they attended, hospitalisations were reduced by 95%. There have been two public trials in Australia, and they were both considered very successful. They found similar substances to what we find here in New Zealand, and some of those substances do have the potential to kill people. And back to New Zealand, the situation we have at the moment is MDMA pills that do contain MDMA, but they contain a lot more MDMA than a standard dose. Some of these pills have been implicated in deaths overseas in the UK and Australia. We've been seeing them for 2 years in the illicit market in New Zealand, and we believe that it's only a matter of time before somebody double drops one of these pills and dies. And we can help prevent that by giving people better information about what they're about to do and why that's a really stupid idea.
Do you have any last comments you'd like to make regarding the work which your organisation does, or just in general response to the blocking of the Misuse of Drugs Act clarification?
Well, there are a few myths floating around about what we do. One is that we tell people drugs are safe. This is not true. We actually tell people if they want their safety to be guaranteed, then they should not take drugs, because all drug use carries some risk. Another myth is that we give people their drugs back. We do not. They provide us with a sample, we test it, and it's destroyed in the process. So we don't hand people drugs and say they're safe, go nuts. Our messages are always about reducing harm and about being aware of the risks. And what we have found is that while kids know that there is a risk associated with drug use, they don't know what that risk is. I mean, do you know if you're more likely to die taking ecstasy or driving a car? Most kids don't. They don't know the exact risk. So what we do is we make that risk real and tangible in a very visceral way in front of them, and then they have a much clearer idea of the risk they're taking when they take these drugs. And what we have found is that people with better information make better decisions. That's the bottom line for us. We can either let people die, or we can treat them like adults, let them take responsibility for themselves, give them information, and see how much better they do it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.